SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump is putting the world on notice after the U.S. captured and removed Venezuela's sitting president. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Following the military operation, the president said the U.S. is going to control Venezuela during the transition and said other countries should learn a lesson.
This extremely successful operation should serve as warning to anyone who would threaten American sovereignty or endanger American lives.
Nicolas Maduro and his wife were taken from their home on a military base in the Venezuelan capital and are set to face criminal charges in the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Maduro has arrived in the U.S. to face those criminal charges, and he landed last night at a small airport in New York following the middle-of-the-night operation that extracted him and his wife from their home in a military base in Caracas. The couple will face prosecution in connection with a Justice Department indictment accusing them both of participating in narco-terrorism conspiracy. The ouster sparked celebrations on Saturday.
Venezuelans living in Doral, Florida, celebrate the capture of President Nicolas Maduro. A similar scene in other cities with a high concentration of Venezuelans who left the country. Florida resident Alejandro Arrieta says she's cautiously optimistic for the future of her homeland.
We're so excited. We couldn't believe that this was happening. We've been waiting for this for the past, 28 years or so.
There were protests against the U.S. action in some cities in the U.S. and around the world, including this one in Cuba, as well as in Venezuela. I'm Julie Walker.
Crews cleared mud from key California highways as forecasters warned that more thunderstorms were on the way after downpours and high tides caused floods. This is SRN News. What is important for a good life? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. 97% say you have to have that to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want. Quite a bit down the list is faith. 60% of respondents say that being free to practice their religion is very or somewhat important to a good life. Michael Harrington reporting.
The commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn it into the country's single biggest year for volunteering. But America Gives, the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently waned. Just 28% of Americans say they volunteered time to a religious or secular charitable organization in 2025. This is SRN News. Following the recent renaming of the Kennedy Center to include President Trump's name, several artists canceled scheduled performances, citing political objections. Rick Grinnell, the Trump Kennedy Center's president and executive director, has a message for them.
Shows that were booked under the previous regime saying we don't want to be a part of something that has Donald Trump's name on it. Fine. If you can't perform for conservatives, I don't really think you're an artist. I think artists perform for everyone, regardless of how they believe and who they vote for. And so we're getting rid of all these people that want to have some sort of a litmus test to say, I'm only going to perform for people who believe like me.
Grinnell made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The U.S. military operation to capture President Maduro disrupted Caribbean travels. There were major airlines canceled hundreds of flights across the Eastern Caribbean. More details at srnnews.com.